Dark Side of a Medical Dean. From Sexual Harassment, FIR, to a Trail of Silenced Victims, Dean Dr. Girish Thakur faces sexual harassment, intimidation charges, molestation case suppressed. Amid security lapses, Unmesh Gujarati Sprouts, news exclusive. A Sprouts News special investigation exposes Dr. Girish Vithal Rao Thakur, Dean of GMC Jalgaon, for a severe pattern of abuse. Allegations include a new sexual harassment, FIR, linked student suicides, and weaponizing police complaints to silence victims. Despite mass staff exodus and suppressed reports, DMER inaction raises serious systemic accountability concerns. A Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT probe, has uncovered a severe pattern of alleged abuse of power, sexual misconduct, and systemic intimidation by fraud, Dr. Girish Vithal Rao Thakur, the Dean of Government Medical College, GMC, Jalgaon. Our investigation, based on internal documents, police complaints, and victim testimonies, reveals a long history of serious allegations against the dean, including a newly filed FIR for sexual harassment, the suppression of student suicides, and the weaponization of police complaints to silence critics. This report raises urgent questions about accountability and the protection of whistleblowers within Maharashtra's medical education system. A History of Allegations, From Sexual Harassment, FIR to Student Suicide. The most recent case involves a formal FIR registered at the Gandhi Chowk Police Station in Latur, accusing fraud Dean Dr. Girish Vithal Rao Thakur of sexually harassing a student 7 years ago. According to the complaint, when the survivor sought justice, Dr. Girish Vithal Rao Thakur allegedly filed a countercomplaint of theft against her in an attempt to pressure and discredit her. This tactic, our investigation found, is a recurring modus operandi. In a separate and tragic incident, a student previously associated with fraud, Dr. Girish Vithal Rao Thakur, in Latur, died by suicide, with sources directly linking the extreme step to the dean's alleged harassment. The Dean's Playbook, Weaponizing Police and Silencing Critics. The Sprouts News Special Investigation Team has identified a clear and disturbing pattern employed by the dean. Whenever a formal complaint is filed against him, he allegedly retaliates by filing false counter-allegations of theft or physical attack through the police. Multiple sources, including former colleagues, confirm they were similarly targeted with fabricated cases, only to receive a clean chit from the police after investigation. This strategy of legal harassment is reportedly used to blackmail and threaten victims, forcing them into silence by jeopardizing their careers and academic futures. Administrative collapse and a culture of fear at GMC Jalgaon. Since Dr. Girish Vithal Rao Thakur's appointment at GMC Jalgaon, the institution has been gripped by an exodus of staff and a culture of fear. Shockingly, 28 professors and numerous clerical staff have reportedly taken transfers out of the college to escape his alleged administrative torture. Even Class 4 workers have filed formal complaints against the dean, creating an environment so toxic that new appointments are reportedly refusing to join. This mass departure points to a critical breakdown in administrative morale and institutional governance. Suppression and complicity. DMER's silence and media intimidation. Attempts to uncover the truth through official channels have been met with a wall of silence. The Directorate of Medical Education and Research, DMER, the governing body for state medical colleges, has not responded to RTI applications seeking information on the multiple complaints against Dr. Girish Vithal Rao Thakur. Furthermore, the SIT has learned of alleged attempts to blackmail local journalists, particularly female reporters, to suppress negative coverage. A recent case involving the alleged molestation of a radiology resident was also reportedly hushed up, highlighting a systemic failure to protect victims and ensure transparency. Systemic failure and the demand for an ED probe. The litany of allegations, ranging from sexual harassment and criminal intimidation to the creation of a hostile work environment, paints a picture of deep-rooted systemic failure. The consistent use of police machinery to target complainants suggests potential abuse of official position. Given the severity and repetition of these charges, there is a growing demand from victim advocacy groups for a high-level independent investigation, potentially involving a probe by agencies like the Enforcement Directorate ED to examine possible financial and power abuse networks. The silence from the DMER remains a central point of concern, requiring immediate intervention from higher medical education officials.